Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, Demetrius. Real quick, let me ask you some questions real quickly. Okay. Mm-hmm. The on-demand services that there's only 5 minutes left, so I put in all my credit card information and debit card information. Okay. Now, they say if we don't get to you today, you can try us tomorrow. Yet, they say, you know, it's only today that you have this offer. So what is it? Is it that I can call tomorrow or and then wait? Or can I give you that information today? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Right now, I have a negative balance on my account. But if you promise me that you will go through, and this is not just, you know, sales is sales. It's not always, is this legitimate? I know that McAfee has approved you, Norton has approved you, so this is all legitimate, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to put some money in my account, okay, so that it does, so it goes through. That's $3 you're charging me only for the shipping, correct, for the iPad and for the, you know, that planner, meal planner and all that, that comes, that I don't pay for that, right? Is that correct?
The meal planner comes with it. There is a charge for the meal planner.
Oh, okay. So you don't mention that. How much is that?
That could be $39.99.
You see, you need to mention that. If it's legitimate, don't do that. It says $0. So, so then I'm standing because I've been in sales myself, Demetrius, and so you know sales is not always about telling the truth. It's about making sales, right? Am I right?
Well, we're online based, sir. So we don't really see an advertisement.
Online is also sales, whether it's in person. Or on, I've sold things on the phone. I know what sales is, right? When a person says, excuse me, that's not a sales call, but I'd like to tell you, that's a sales call. That's a sales pitch. Now, let's be honest, come on. Now, there's a pandemic going on, and so the automated services, you know, there's a pandemic going on. Due to that, there's a large call volume. That's not why it's large content volume. People want to get an iPad for free, just the shipping for $3. That's a good deal, right? Even if there wasn't a pandemic, people would be calling like crazy, and then your phones would be off the hook. Correct, Demetrius?
No, sir. If we're getting a lot of calls, we'll just have to answer all those calls.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying they're calling because they want that free thing. Man, there's only $3 shipping. That's nothing. For an iPad? Are you crazy? Are you kidding? I have an iPad. I pay an arm and a leg for it.
Right.
So people are doing that because of that, not because of the pandemic. So now tell me if that's what I'm asking you. Is this legitimate? And if it is, then I will borrow the money from my mother and do that. So it's going to go straight through, right? Because right now it's in decline because I know why it's declined because I just told you. It's a negative balance right there. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I go to my bank, put in the money. It goes through. Now you have all this information from me. Now, if it's not legitimate, and you know, you could always say, you know, hey, there's we thought that we had enough, but we don't have enough. So now I put in the money and all that and nothing. You get my point?
All right, I get you.
So what do we do? Where do we go from here? Can I talk to supervisor and explain the situation? Can you explain to your supervisor? Like, what do we do? I'll work with you.
I mean, the only thing I can really tell you is, I mean, getting a transfer to a supervisor will tell you the same thing. I mean, there's a charge for it's a meal planner that comes with it, so that's like a $30 to $40 charge. So that's charged when you first. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so that's not like if I don't agree to that, I can just uncheck that, correct?
No, sir, that's something you have to agree to and get charged for.
Okay. See, this is what we call reading the fine print.
Right.
If you stay on the phone for me, I'm going to read to you what it says there. Hold on 1 second. Don't go away. Okay, so the Mia Planner fitness app, 60-day free trial, customizable calendar, detailed food log, and on the right-hand side it says $0. Now you just told me it's $39.
Right.
Do you see where? So that is not correct, is it? Hmm?
Well, I'm telling you what the charge is, sir. It does say that information there on the site. Did you want to order it, or were you not wanting
to
get
it? Let me ask you this. Do you think that a lot of people are going for this meal planner? Because they want to get fit, or are they going for the iPad? Come on. We know it's the iPad. Let's be honest. Okay. If I uncheck that, the Mia Planner, does that mean I don't get the iPad?
No, sir. You do have to pay for the Mia Planner also. You can't get anything. You have to pay for the Mia Planner. So regardless, it's going to be a $30 to $40 charge, sir.
So what you need to do is where it says Mia Planner Fitness app, you need to cross off. The $24.99 needs to be, $24.99, it needs to not be crossed off and then put $0. That's misleading. It's known as misleading advertising. Do not do that. Okay? And you're being backed up, okay, by McAfee Secure, Norton, and FedEx, and all this other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You write something like that down, you could get sued.
Okay, well, they do support. They are sponsors for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and why the support? Because they believe in you, right? So now you write something like that, and you tell me, oh, sir, we have to pay you for that. And there's some other people, thank you for telling me that, right? There's other people that won't tell me that. And then all of a sudden, hey, what is this charge? I thought it was $0. Okay, so I'm going to forfeit this.
Okay,
I'll live
okay.
with the fact I have an iPad, okay. Thank you, Demetrius. I had to wait so much time to get somebody on the line. And can you imagine if the next person says, okay, well, I can't wait because I have a busy life. I'll do it tomorrow. And guess what? Tomorrow, either they don't have enough of them or they don't know that this is also included, but it's not $0. It's what you just told me, $39. And that is a stipulation to get the rest of the stuff. So that's known once more as you get nothing for free. When you say shipping, that's understandable. But this other stuff needs to be clear. Do not do that. I could easily sue you. Legal.
Okay.
You understand? Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No.
Okay,
just relay this to your supervisor.
No problem, sir.
Okay. Okay.
All right, sir. All right. Well, that's all I can do for you. I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, sir.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.